The Roundup continues on this Monday afternoon from CBC Vancouver. My name is Bill Richardson, and we'll proceed with The Super Adventures of Mary Marvelous, Part 2. It's written by Beverly Cooper. Mary Fobbs was an ordinary, time-challenged, working mom with a husband and two kids, until the day her knife got stuck in her toaster and she got zapped. She discovered she possessed powers that are anything but ordinary. In this episode, Mary gets a grip. Our reluctant superhero uses her special vision to read, quite literally, between the lines. She investigates a sinister plot behind the new textbooks being donated to cash-strapped schools. Part 2, then, of The Super Adventures of Mary Marvelous by Beverly Cooper.
Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's the one to help us, the one to save us. Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's just like us if she can stop a bus. Mary Fobbs started her day like any other day in May, but strange things happened, you might say, on that day in May.
The toaster started to smoke, and with her knife she began to poke.
Mistake! Zap! Electrocution is no joke. The Fobbs thought Mary was a goner as they gathered all around her, but she was okay, better than ever she did say.
For Mary's powers have been released, her mother Wanda is really pleased.
She can fly!
Ah, she can lift heavy objects!
She can dither!
She can save the world!
Can she get a babysitter?
Sure she can! So,
hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's the one to help us, the one to save us. Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's just like us and she can stop a bus. Hooray for Mary Marvelous!
And in other news, the identity of the supermodel last week in front of Laura Secord Elementary stopped a speeding truck with one hand to save the life of her child is still in question. It seems that several women want to be known as supermoms and are claiming to be the one who's...
These bagels are turning green.
Hey, Harriet, eat your breakfast.
I am eating. Are you helping at school today, Mom?
Not until 10. Daddy's taking you this morning.
Does that mean we're walking?
Get that old circulatory system going. There's a new study out claiming children who get exercise before school perform better at math. A teacher in Sudbury has all her students running around the track 20 laps first thing in the morning, come snow, sleet, or rain. And their grades have gone way up.
All right, I'll walk. Stop bugging me.
What are you doing at the school today, Mrs. Fobbs?
Reading with Harvey Schoonmaker. Oh, Charlie, you've got pablum all over your face. Your eyelashes are caked. Bob, can you get a cloth for Charlie?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Have you decided what to do with those special powers of yours?
Good morning, Mom.
You know, because it seems to me that you can pretend that you're just a regular old mousy housewife.
Oh, thank you.
Or you can recognize that you're different, that X-ray vision is not just a personality
Mother,
defect.
Would you stop?
You haven't told Bob yet, have you?
No.
He's going to notice sooner or later that his wife can beat him in an arm wrestle. In fact, she can probably drive his arm right through the table. You have a destiny, Mary.
Oh, will you leave me alone?
All right. I guess you don't want me to look after Charlie today, then.
This afternoon, remember?
Oh, then you don't want me to leave you alone.
You know what I mean.
Yes, I do. You want me to put aside my leisure years to care for your son, but you don't really want me as a part of your life.
Mother!
Just tell me the schedule so I know when to be ready and eagerly waiting for my grandson and his ever-present bowel movements.
I am going to help at the school this morning. Bob doesn't have to be at the library until noon, so he will look after Charlie this morning. He will pass me Charlie at 11:30 so that I may pass him to you at 12. I work at the Market Research Place from 12:30 to 4 when I will pick up Harriet from choir practice and then claim Charlie soon after that.
I'm surprised you haven't filled me in on your bathroom breaks. What is it that you do at the school?
I read to a boy from Harriet's class.
Well, don't they have teachers for that kind of thing?
He's got reading problems, and the only special help he gets these days is from me.
Well, he'll never learn to fend for himself.
Mother, I'll drop Charlie off at 12, okay?
I'll be waiting, crocheting afghans and clipping coupons for my depends. It'll be the highlight
Goodbye.
Of my...
Goodbye!
Don't let Wanda raise your dander. Mary, did you get new glasses?
No.
I know you'll think this is peculiar, but ever since you got electrocuted by the toaster, you look different. Somehow, I can't put my finger on it.
Must be my new lipstick. Mom gave me one of her Clinique special gifts. Oh, my Lord, look at the time. Harriet, get your boots on. Grab her homework, Bob.
Right. Come along, Harriet.
Bye, Mom.
Sorry, Bob. I'm just not ready to tell you yet. So, Harvey, what's in our stack of reading materials today?
I hate reading.
Oh, come on, Harvey, we'll have fun.
We got a new book.
Oh, let's see. Wonderful. It's nice to have a new book, isn't it?
If you can read it.
Oh, well, why don't you read the title to me?
Advent... But that's a T.
Yeah, I know, but it makes a ch sound in this word.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Adventures in...
Yes.
Reading.
Ing! Adventures in reading.
Adventures in reading, aren't they marvelous?
Principal Filibuster, I didn't know you were...
Every school in the province has been given these wonderful new readers for its grade twos and threes. Look at the magical illustrations. Each story a classic in the making. Positive affirmations of life skills.
These must have put the year's budget in overdrive.
Oh, well, that's the best part. A gift from a wealthy donor. Anonymous. A lover of literature, I'm sure. By the way, your secret is safe with me.
Pardon?
You and I both know that you're the supermom, that you possess a strength beyond belief.
Oh, I
respect that you want to keep it to yourself, but I was wondering if we need to scare the bejesus out of a couple of bullies.
What are you talking about?
Harvey? Sometimes there are words that are not for students. Words only to be heard between a principal and a parent.
Swear words?
Look to your wondrous new book, Harvey. Soak it in. Mum's the word, Mrs. Lobbs.
Fobbs.
Oh, and take one of the readers home with you. We have boxes and boxes of them. Oh, hello, Harriet. Come to check on your mother's progress.
I'm on a pee break.
Ah, how convenient.
Did you see the new books we got, Mom?
They're quite something.
Mom, I was thinking.
Hmm?
What do you think if I get a 15% raise in my allowance?
Pardon me?
Because then I can invest half of my allowance in a suitable mutual fund, preferably one that's geared for long-term stable growth, and still have some pocket money for my day-to-day expenses.
What are you talking about?
And I think the birthday money that Granny gave me should be invested also.
But you were going to buy the new Barbie dream house.
It's never too early to plan for the future.
Oh, honey, are you feeling all right? You look hot.
I feel great, Mom. Well, I better get back to class. Oh, by the way, there was a reporter here this morning, sniffing around for the supermom.
Supermom?
Yeah. Remember last week? You stopped a 10-ton truck that was about to mow me down?
Oh, right.
Mrs. Filibuster made a big show about keeping your name a secret.
Right. Thanks for the tip.
Why do you want to keep it a secret?
Well, I guess because I need to figure out whether I want to be a supermom. Now, I'd better get back to Harvey.
You'll have to tell Dad eventually.
I know. Now, don't forget you've got choir after school. I'll pick you up at 4:30.
Okay. Maybe we could pick up some books regarding financial analysis on the way home.
Sorry about that, Harvey.
Hmm?
Harvey?
Oh, Mrs. Fobbs. I forgot you were there. I was so caught up in these books. They really are great. I'm learning to love reading.
Harvey? You should have seen Harvey Slumacher. He gravitated to these books like a fly to fish.
I don't know. They're a bit McBookish to me.
Oh, Bob, don't be so negative. They're beautiful.
Well, a bit too beautiful. Pictures are a bit too bright. The language is just a bit too florid. And hey, there's no author listed. Have you noticed that? And no illustrator either? They were probably written by a committee.
Oh, stop being a library technician and be a father. Thankful that your child is a new reader. The school has no money for books, and someone is generous enough to actually give...
Playtime Press? Never heard of it.
Oh, by the way, Harriet has a new scheme to get more allowance out of us. You should have heard her new ploy, talking about investments and mutual funds.
Are you planning on driving?
Yeah, I have to drop Charlie off at Mum's.
Oh.
What?
Mothers have been taking children on the bus for some time now.
Oh, Bob.
Have you read the latest statistics about carbon monoxide emissions?
All right. Add more junk to the guilt pile. We'll go on the bus. And I'll take this book along to read on the long bus ride.
Let me write down the publisher. I'm going to look it up at work. I've got a feeling.
Oh, stop, Bob. I'll see you about 6:30.
6:30? Is that what we talked about?
I thought that's what we talked about.
Oh, 6:30 then.
Hello?
Hello, this is Mary Fobbs. I'm calling from Canfax Market Research Firm, and today we're conducting a survey on dog food. May I ask if you are the owner of the house between the ages of 32 and 52 and have a dog?
Yeah, I have a dog. Arf, arf, arf.
Bob's on line two, Mary.
Thanks. What's up?
I've done a little research on adventures in reading.
Aren't there any kids looking for pornography on the internet?
They don't arrive till 3:30.
And?
It took some digging through back copies of the business section, but I finally found something on Playtime Press. A new company formed solely for the production of this one book. It's the pet project of a company called Lishmu Fu.
Lishmu Fu? What kind of a name is that? And what kind of a publisher forms only for the production of one book? I mean, surely they want to have a...
Nope. One book, that's it. They seem legitimate. Their office is in the Commerce Life building.
But Mrs. Filibuster told me it was the gift of a philanthropist.
Hey, you're not becoming cynical about adventures in reading, are you?
Is that code for I told you so?
I'll just do it in one sec. Mary, I gotta go. There's a couple of boys here want books on investing in mutual funds. They'll look about six. See you later.
How's the dog food study coming?
I managed to get two completed in the last 3 hours.
Fantastic. Hey, what's that?
A new reader that Harriet's class just got.
Adventures in Reading. Ooh, glossy pages. I love the smell of glossy pages. Fresh from the printing press. Mm. Wow. Did my taxes pay for this?
Apparently not.
Look at those illustrations. The colors seem to leap off the glossy page.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. Hold that page still.
What? What are you staring at?
Do you see what I see?
What? Where? Who?
The words under the pictures. There's words written under those illustrations.
What words?
Capitalism forever, prosperity above all, poverty sucks, invest, invest, invest. And look how the leaves on that tree have dollar signs in them. No wonder Harriet has new plans for her allowance.
I don't see that anywhere. Hey, Mare, are you seeing things again?
Would you mind if I left early today? I've got a couple of errands to run.
Sure, but what...
And I'll need that book. I'll come in early tomorrow, I promise. See you, Roxanne. The Commerce Life building. Towering over us like a Goliath. Must be 50 stories. Okay. What's your game plan, Mare? Okay, I find Playtime Press, walk in, and confront them. Hey, you, are you subliminally brainwashing our children? And if you don't tell me the truth, I'm going to use my X-ray vision to see through your clothes to your polka-dotted panties. Oh, jeez. What kind of superhero person am I? I mean, Superman didn't go around like Clark Kent. I need a disguise. Now, where can I... Is that a Value Village I see before me? Perfect. Hi, can I pay for these?
These?
Oh, no, those are my own clothes. The clothes I'm wearing.
You're going to wear those clothes out in the street?
Yes, don't you think? I mean...
It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't make the fashion rules, I just live by them. Okay, what have you got there? One... roomy, long blue sweater, $3.99. One pair of red leggings, baggy at the knees, $2.99. Sensible walking shoes, $3.99. And what's that, a big plaid thing?
It's a cape. A cape.
Oh, is that what it is? A cape. Were we charging anything for that?
$5.99.
Really? That much? And I don't suppose that's your real hair.
No. A wig, $3.99.
And all that for $22.63. What a bargoon, huh?
Can I have a bag for my own clothes? Okie dokie.
Go knock 'em dead, you fashion vixen.
Okay, listen, Missy. Anyone who has a tattoo on her belly that reads Marvin's Moron shouldn't be making wisecracks.
Hey, how did you see that?
Oh, and the puckered lips around your belly button? They're a nice touch.
Pervert! You come back here! Hey, you!
Okay. Playtime press. Aha! Here we are. Locked. Seems like nobody's home. The thing I hate about smoked glass is you can't see through it. Oh, hey. I wonder if I can cut this glass with my... This is fun. It's a good thing I haven't clipped my fingernails in a while. Oops. Now if I can just reach around to unlock the...
Hello? What are you doing here, miss?
Me?
How'd you get in here?
Oh, I'm afraid the glass there was broken, and
Broken. Oh, boy, something else to add to my list. Listen, miss, there's nobody here today.
I know. I'm the new temp. I started on Monday, and I've got all sorts of paperwork to do, and I seem to have misplaced my key.
Oh, yeah?
My, I think those books are multiplying. They're right up to the ceiling. There must be thousands. Adventures in Reading Till the Cows Come Home. Aren't they wonderful books? My daughter just loves hers.
You're the new temp, eh?
Yes, and now I'll just get to work and...
Maybe you can tell me when I'm going to get paid. I'd ask Mrs. Weasley, but since you're here...
And you are...
John Giles, Sanitary Services.
Right. Well, let me see here.
You know, it's a bit of a willy-nilly situation here. Sometimes I get my check on a Thursday from the Ministry of Education.
The Ministry of Education?
Yeah, they're paying for the distribution of the books and some other items as well. And sometimes I get my check on a Wednesday from Lishmufu.
Lishmufu?
Lionshare Mutual Funds.
Lionshare, of course.
Once I got my check signed by the big man himself.
Oh, and who might that be?
Harry Stevenson, the president of Lionshare and a very close friend of the premier, as I understand it. How do you think he got access to all those schools? He had a ready market, I tell you. He's been good to me, Harry. He's going to get my boy started in one of those new children's mutual funds are starting up. They can put their allowance and lemonade money right in it, starting when they're babes. Gotta start early. Compound interest, you know. They're gonna be millionaires at 20. Hey, I got the new brochure they're coming out with.
I see. It's all becoming quite clear.
So, who do you think...
Mr. Giles, I'm going to leave a note for Mrs. Weasley right here on her desk where she can see it.
Okay.
Contact Janitor Giles. We check. Oh, gosh. Look at the time. I have to run, Mr. Giles. I have to go pick up my daughter from school.
What kind of shift are you working, Miss Temp? Didn't you just
say... Would you mind attending to that broken glass? Very, very much.
Hey, what about my brochure?
4:10? Oh, what was I thinking of? I'll never get to the school on time. Oh, and Mother will just go gaga if I'm late picking up Charlie. Better put some legwork into this. Hey, I can really run without feeling like I'm gonna throw up. I'm moving so quickly, I'm flying! Oh my lord! I'm flying! I'm so high! Everybody's looking at me. I'm the supermom. Mary Marvel. Huh? Mary Marvel! Boy, this wig has staying power. Whee! Hey, there's the school already! And there's that reporter looking for a story. Oh, no. No. She's looking up. Calm down. You're in disguise. Don't forget. To my advantage. Oh,
you were flying.
Oh.
You were really flying.
Oh, well.
Wow.
fantastic. I'm Muffet Marks. I'm a reporter for Capital City News.
I know. I know. I don't have much time, but I want to pass on a hot tip.
A hot tip? Okay, I'll just find my tape recorder.
Oh, no, no, no. No naming sources. Just...
No, just follow this up, all right?
I guess I could.
Schools and daycares all across the province have been given a new reader called Adventures in Reading.
Yeah?
There's a subliminal message being sent out through those books to young, impressionable minds.
It's actually written under the ink. I mean, it's telling children that they need to invest their money, trying to frighten them using scare tactics and...
The books are being produced by Lion's Share to coincide with a new campaign to have children funnel their allowances into mutual funds.
Oh, here, take the brochure. Thanks!
One more thing. The Ministry of Education is part of this. The Premier is very cozy with the head of Lion's Share.
Harry Stevenson.
Right!
Oh, good luck.
I've got to run.
Who are you? What's your name?
Oh, call me Mary Marvel.
Now, where am I going to change?
Well, look who's on time.
Hey, Charlie, did you have fun with Granny?
Oh, lots of fun. He stuck the electric toothbrush up his nose.
Thanks, Mom. I'd better fly. Harriet's in the car.
Oh, planning to fly literally?
What?
Oh, didn't you hear? On the news, sightings of an unidentified flying object wearing a plaid cape.
You don't say.
So, you've decided to use those powers of yours.
I haven't decided anything, but if I can be of use,
oh,
then
a woman with superhuman powers can always be of use. Have you told Bob?
Not yet. I want to figure out how I feel about it myself before I dump it on him.
Now, don't wait too long.
I just wonder how he's going to take it.
Just remember, generations of Morgan women have dealt with this before. Not very well, mind you.
Thanks.
Oh, and I can't take care of Charlie on Thursday.
What? But I have
a badminton tournament. See you next week.
I wonder if Superman had days like this.
I don't know what you did with Harvey Slowmacker, Mom, but he came back to class all gung-ho about adventures and reading.
I have a feeling those readers aren't going to be around much longer.
What makes you think that?
Oh, just a hunch. Harriet, turn on the radio. I want to catch the news.
A forensic x-ray confirmed the anonymous tip. A message was printed under the illustrations of the book encouraging young people to invest their money in mutual funds. When contacted, Lion's Share President Harry Stevenson denied the allegations of brainwashing, claiming he felt it was time the private sector helped the strapped education system. But if this was the thanks he was going to get, he'd stop doing so. The Premier is also denying any wrongdoing.
I thought the books were a lovely contribution to the education system. In fact, we've had many requests to send more. We're looking into these crazy allegations of brainwashing, and what it seems to be is that the books were printed on recycled paper, trying to save trees, you know. It seems that some of the words were left in the process. As I understand it, these books were the idea of a junior in the education system who perhaps got a little over-enthusiastic about the prospect of helping children and didn't work out all the details. We'll certainly have to relook at the recycled paper industry, especially for use in schools.
For Capital City News, this is Muffet Marks.
What a load of dinosaur dung, blaming it on the recyclers. Those books are crap.
Daddy?
Sorry, but Mary, are you okay?
Oh, what's the use? I mean, what is the use of trying to change things?
Hey, Mrs. Forbes, hey, now don't let it get to you. We can't let it get to us.
It's just that...
Yes?
What is it, Mom?
Oh, nothing. I guess I'm just tired. That's all. I'll be okay.
Dad, Emma told me that she was going to set up a lemonade stand and put all the money she makes into mutual funds.
No.
Can I do that?
Well, I hate to dissuade you from saving money.
Oh, Harriet,
Learning how to be careful with your money is a valuable lesson, but you're 8 years old. And if you want to set up a lemonade stand and make some money and then go and buy ice cream and a comic book, that's okay, too.
But I'll end up poor and starving.
Oh, sweetie, we won't let that happen to you. Do you want me to read you some Harry Potter?
Would you?
Sure.
Mrs. Fobbs, you're doing it. You're just a super mom. I mean, I should tell you that more.
Thanks, Bob.
Mary Gets a Grip, Episode 2 of The Super Adventures of Mary Marvelous by Beverly Cooper. In the cast, Catherine Disher was Mary, John Jarvis was her husband Bob, Dara Perlmutter was Harriet, Barbara Gordon was Mary's mother, Janet Vandegraff was Roxanne, Deborah Drakeford was the reporter, Moffat Marks, Robin Craig was Mrs. Filibuster, Michael DiCenzo was Harvey Slewmaker, Danielle Brett was the cashier, and Stuart Clough the premier. Joe Pingue was the janitor. I am not at all sure how to pronounce Joe's last name, but he was the janitor. Original music composed by Donald Kwan. Laurie McNamara was the production intern, Linda Grierson the casting director, Dave Carley the script editor, the associate producer Sally Han. The recording engineer was Greg DeClute, sound effects by Matt Wilcott. Mary Gets a Grip was produced and directed in Toronto by James Roy.
You're listening to CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa.